This is Illinois Public Radio. I'm Jamie Dunn. This week, Past Due takes a closer look at the state's inability to pay for some of its expenses. I sat down with the Civic Federation's Lawrence Massal to talk about the situation.
The state's inability to pay for some things like next month's pension payment and lottery payouts over $600 have made news recently. Will the state, as some have claimed, run out of money in the coming months?
The state will not run out of money as it is commonly understood, but its ability to pay for things will be impeded by the continued lack of a state budget and the decline in state revenues. So, for example, the lottery payments are not the result of the state running out of money. There's enough money in the state coffers to pay for the lottery ticket winners, but there have been no appropriations passed that allow the Department of the Lottery to make those awards. Unlike the pension contributions, the state does not have enough money in the general fund to make the transfer to the pension payments.
Looking at the revenue that's coming in, about how much monthly revenue did Illinois lose when the partial rollback of the income tax increase happened?
General tax revenues are expected to decline by about $217 million a month from fiscal year 2015. Total general funds revenues will decline by much more, approximately $350 million a month. And that's mainly because the 2015 revenues included sweeps and interfund borrowing.
The comptroller has said that the pension payments will be delayed for next month and possibly even some of the payment in December, but that she hopes to catch up on them in the spring. Are there any long-term consequences for delaying those pension payments for a few months?
The pension funds rely on their investment portfolio to generate interest, and if they're not going to have the same level of assets to invest, they may lose the returns that they had been projecting or they've been hoping for. If it goes on beyond a few months, it will require the pension funds to sell more assets in order to pay benefits than they would otherwise.
So the comptroller also said that she expects the bill backlog could be as high as $8.5 billion by the end of this calendar year. And some of that revenue that typically goes to pay that down in the spring, the state tries to catch up when it has more coming in, will probably go to make up these pension payments. Are we in a situation where we're just going to keep seeing that bill backlog number go up?
It's likely that the unpaid bills will continue to rise. However, there's a limit to how long vendors will continue to do business with the state. There's a limit to how long local governments and other entities can wait for their payments from the state. The state already has the worst rated credit of any state in the United States. You're increasing the cost of operating the state government by allowing your unpaid bills to rise and your pension funds to deteriorate.
We've also heard some speculation recently that there may not be a budget deal until the earliest January. What are the possible consequences if the state goes for more than half a fiscal year without a spending plan?
As the state approaches the halfway point of its fiscal year, the result of not having a budget is that once you get a budget, any cuts or reductions you have to make will now have to be twice as large as they would have been at the beginning of the year in order to meet the statutory requirement of a balanced budget. Also, making it very difficult for the administration and the governor, which is required under state law, to produce next year's budget in February of 2016. It is hard for anyone to conceive how the state will produce a 2017 budget when the 2016 budget was never completed.
This has been Past Due, breaking down the budget and helping you understand the challenges facing our state. For more on the topic, see the Past Due blog at wuis.org.